What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome back to the show. If this is your first time joining us, like I say, welcome to the show. Please subscribe, click the notification bell so you know when we're posting, but we're posting every Friday. You don't gotta wonder. It's up every Friday. Check out the library, see some of the other episodes. You wanna know what's going on with me, go to andrewsantino.com. You wanna check some of the merch out, like this cool rocks glass or this here hat that I love so very much, go to andrewsantinomerch.com, or if you're on YouTube's, right down there, there's a merch bar. Check out the shirts and all the stuff that we got. Also very excited to be back on the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/whiskeygingerpodcast. The link is also on my website. And on there, we're doing one-on-one Cheeto chats, Zoom calls with the top tier, exclusive stuff you can't get on the YouTubes, early episode drops without ads, all sorts of fun stuff. So check it out, will ya? Whiskey Ginger is supported by Squarespace. If you are looking to build a new website, to sell a product, to publish a blog, to just get stuff out there on the intranets, you got to use Squarespace. I've used it myself. It's extremely convenient. It's very easy. They have beautiful templates for you to choose from that make it so simple. You got to be a goofball to not know how to use it. If you are looking to build a website, it's very daunting. I tried to build mine and it was embarrassing. Then I jumped on Squarespace. I tried it out, as a skeptic, as most people are like, whatever, it's just another, you know, website builder. No, they're phenomenal. They're extremely helpful. They also have these great templates and ways for you to integrate your own style, but also use what they have to give you. And I think it's incredible. Powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell anything online. It's optimized for mobile. So you got it on your telephono, 24/7 award-winning customer support too. So no matter what you're trying to do, when you're trying to do it, Squarespace got your back. Make it yourself. Easily create a website. Make it stand out. You know, stand out with Squarespace. It's very simple. Go over to squarespace.com/whiskey. That's squarespace.com/whiskey for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use that promo code WHISKEY. Get 10% off your website and or domain. Squarespace.com/whiskey. Use that promo code WHISKEY.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today for realsies. It's Malin Ackerman. Malin?
Hi.
Hi. Andrew? I haven't seen you in, well?
Yeah.
Two years?
2 years.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
We're not good friends.
Nope. Thanks a lot, pandemic and life. Yeah, but you know what it is? I live in LA.
Yeah.
You kind of live in LA.
I live in LA.
Yeah, but you work and you're gone all the time.
Travel.
You're
until
not a.
Now.
You're not an. You're an LA person who doesn't really live here full time.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm an LA person.
But
I'm
now
here.
I feel like an LA person.
Yeah, because you
I
have
feel like
to
I haven't left LA in 5 years is what it feels like now.
Yeah.
I wanted to be home. I couldn't wait to just spend time at home. And now I take that back.
Now you're panicking about it? Oh, you don't like being around your family?
No, I actually do love it. And now I'm panicking about going back to work. You know, when you just get comfortable all of a sudden. I'm ready for the pandemic to be over.
Yeah, same.
And to like see people out and be lively again, you know, where you can talk to people at a bar.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go back to work.
I'm going back in 2 weeks. Well, two and a half weeks.
What are you doing?
This a little FX show called Dave.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Dave.
Yeah, I'm on it.
You look great.
I'm one of the
that.
Guys on the show.
Are you his penis?
Mm-hmm.
God.
I'm his butt plug. I'm excited to go back. For people that are unaware, we have a lot of backstory, a lot of exposition to tell.
Yeah.
But Malin is a actor, writer, producer, dance pole dancer for
not a writer
for a decade.
Definitely a pole dancer.
She is a bow hunter, a fisherwoman.
Yeah, I hunt bows.
You hunt bows.
I hunt bows.
A fisherwoman and also a paper mache expert, I guess. Aficionado. Yeah.
Yeah.
You make paper mache everything.
Only Viking paper mache.
Viking so. Paper mache.
Yeah. Very different.
What's hello again in Swedish?
Hey.
Hey. Hi.
Yeah, it's all in throat.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Like somebody, my mom's name is Pia.
Somebody hit you. Pia.
Pia. But in Swedish, it's Pia.
Pia.
Yeah.
What a dare. Pia. Like somebody, like someone choked you. That's what it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Malin and I met doing a show I don't know how long ago.
It was, well, Seb was like a year and a half.
Yeah, your son was seven and a half now.
So it was six, seven years ago.
Yeah.
Good at math.
So crazy.
Six years ago.
Shot a show in Vegas together, and your son was such a tiny little person, and now I see him, and he's like a boy, which is so crazy. It's so weird to see.
Remember when he shit his pants?
He shit his pants in Vegas,
All the way. Well, I mean, we were in Vegas for 6 weeks. Who doesn't shit their pants?
He partied hard. Yeah. He was at the craps table. He was hitting hard.
It was terrible. One of his first words was casino. It's
no.
Awful. Yes.
Casino?
Yeah, because we were at the casino. Because you had to hit casino in the
elevator. Oh, in the elevator to get down to the floor.
And staying at Caesar's Palace.
And like, she goes, casino, every time, right?
Every time.
Over the elevator woman.
Casino,
that's right.
Casino.
Casino. Yeah, yeah, he shit his pants. I remember we were going to go out for dinner, and you were like, I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess we'll meet in the lobby or whatever. Sometime. And then you had called me, and we're like, I have to fix something. You can either come to the room and help, or I'll see you at the restaurant.
Did I have to fix something?
Yeah, you were pretty vague about it. And then I got there, and you were like, Seb shit his pants, and I was like, oh, okay.
But like, he was still in a diaper, but when we say shit his pants, he had full-on diarrhea that went up to his neck. He was in one of those onesies.
He's in the back of his hair.
And you stood there and laughed
the
whole time.
It was very, very funny.
You just stood there and could not believe it, just laughed while I was trying to clean my child.
That's how I helped. I laughed. Yeah. I brought laughter to it.
You'd be
well,
a great
I walked
dad.
In and you didn't really explain what was going on, and then I just saw poop up his back, and I was like, funniest thing I've seen
it
today.
It was crazy.
Yeah, we spent time in Vegas. We spent a couple months in Vegas. We shot a show, and then
Sin City Saints for Yahoo Screen.
Yep, it didn't exist. It doesn't even exist. Yahoo literally stopped trying. I think they saw
after
the show.
Our show.
Yeah, and they were like, nope. "We got to cash out. I got to go home."
Yeah.
But all that time we spent, we grew a wonderful friendship, and I love you. And then you went on to continue to do great stuff, and I stayed right at the middle. I stayed right. I coasted right in the middle of my career.
You've got your own podcast.
Yeah, I'm killing
it. Your own show.
This is huge, and thank you for the fans.
And
for
you're about to be on Dave.
Yeah,
so,
I'm
you know,
on. Yeah, I'm back on the show.
You
That'll
are
be
making
good.
It.
But and then now, we did almost 2 years ago now. Right?
Yeah.
Almost 2 years.
It was 2 years ago.
We shot a little movie with an extreme cast of...
I mean, unbelievable cast.
Yeah. We have a mutual friend named Nicole Payone, who is a longtime friend of yours. And and oddly enough, I met her way before I ever met you. We did a pilot together.
That's right.
Yeah, we
that's
did a pilot
right,
for CBS. And
some sort of improv pilot, wasn't
it? Was wild. Yeah. It was a hybrid, and it was...
I remember her talking about you.
It was like half... And what did she say?
Well, let's take that later.
It was half scripted and half with improv. And it was me, her, Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, that's right.
Asif Ali.
It's a good cast.
It was, there were so many cool people.
Yeah.
It was a wild show. And the pilot was terrible. But we just were having fun.
Yeah.
There was no rules. They just were trying to make it so loose that it was just kind of like we didn't know where we were going. And then, anyway, Nicole and I stayed in contact. So... And then she wrote this movie, and Malin is the star of the show. And I did a little bit role in this movie that's out right now. It's called Friendsgiving. You can get it anywhere, I guess. We talked about that for a second. I don't know about...
It's video on demand. It's like
VOD.
Anywhere you get your
Yeah, like
your
where do
movies.
But where do people really get that from? Because on me, it's on my television, and I just... See, I don't have to hunt for much because the TV just goes, this here, anything you need.
Yeah, well, that I think most TVs are like that nowadays. And if not, you can do it on your computer.
Does everybody have a smart TV?
Not everyone.
I thought that was Hollywood only.
Oh, maybe.
I thought I was only the one.
Maybe you're the only one.
How much do you think it is to rent the movie?
What are movies nowadays? $10?
I don't know. A Friendsgiving movie. Here we go. Let's see if we can rent it right now.
It's not out yet.
$875,000.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can watch it right now from $9.99.
$9.99. That's not a high
No, it
price.
Is out right now.
It's a good...
When this comes
out,
it'll already be out.
Yeah, okay, great.
It's out.
It's out. It's out, guys.
It's out right
it's
out. Now.
It's out, and it's only $9.99.
$9.99.
Listen, that's like...
That's pretty good.
A cup of coffee from Starbucks. But this way, you get an hour and a half of full-on entertainment. And like you were saying, a killer cast.
With super funny people. Yeah, Peretti,
oh my God, Dion
Wanda
Cole,
Sykes, Dion Cole.
Fortune Feimster.
Fortune.
Aisha Ryan,
Tyler.
Ryan Hansen.
Ryan Hansen, who's the worst person on planet Earth. I can't stand him. I don't ever want to see that dude ever again.
Kat Dennings.
Handsome jerk. Kat Dennings.
Yeah. Jack Donnelly. My husband.
And your husband. Yeah. And.
Yes.
Jane Seymour.
Oh, let's not forget the legend.
We had so much fun. Jane Seymour.
She was game, man.
She was down.
Really down.
She knows how to tell stories, too. Jane Seymour is kind of like how sometimes when a baseball announcer will throw in their personal life.
Yeah.
But you don't see it coming.
Yeah.
She was good at that. Like, yeah. She'll be telling a story. Like how a baseball announcer would be like, you know, two balls down, three men on. It's looking real bad for the Dodgers. His wife left him last June. And that's another out. She would like throw in these little tidbits about life that you know, and she's like, and that's when I got divorced the third time. And you're like, oh, shit. But it had nothing to do.
No, but that's she's what was wild. So fantastic about it. Yeah. That you get these beautiful little tidbits about her life. And I love people like that because it's never a boring moment.
No, you know she's not boring. She's very fun. The movie was super fun. I had some really good times. I had just a couple little baby scenes, but.
With Christine Taylor, too. Who's
Christine Taylor played my wife, who is.
Oh, my God.
Incredibly funny and super like super game. She was so down for anything because I had to play this like douchebag bro like new money guy, like a guy who just got rich,
who had his own CrossFit gym.
CrossFit
gym like
in Orange County. Yeah, you know this guy. He's real.
Never met him.
He's real. And Bryson or whatever his name is. And Christine played my overly plastic surgery faced wife. Yeah, what is there a
Botox,
word for that?
Botox.
Like that's
plastic,
what it is.
Plastic face.
Plastic face.
Botox face, I guess.
Botox face.
She couldn't. She was like everything was numb in her face.
Yeah, she couldn't.
Whatever
move it.
That is.
Let me be honest.
Yeah.
I've known you.
Yeah.
As an actress in Hollywood that you've been for, seriously, tell me, 15, 20? I don't even
15,
know.
Yeah, 15 I'd say years. About 15 years. Yeah.
You've never fucked up your face.
I haven't fucked it up. I tried Botox once while I was going through divorce.
Yeah.
I went in, I was doing a TV show. Everything came back because it goes away after like 3 months.
What do you mean? It dissipates or something?
Yeah. So I did it in my forehead. It was one of those. So I was doing a show, Trophy Wife.
Yes.
My son was just a few months old. I was going through a divorce. And I went into this woman to get my eyelashes dyed. Because I'm blonde. Like a real blonde.
Yeah.
And so everything's blonde. So I was like, I don't want to look like Santa Claus with, you know, blonde eyebrows and eyelashes, so I get them tinted.
Right.
And as I was laying there, she goes, "Oh, you're a perfect age now. I mean, we should just do a little Botox in your forehead."
This is so fucked up that
and
people
I was
do
so
that.
Vulnerable at the time, and also just curious. I was like, "Yeah, maybe you're right." And I did it, and I said, "But you know, I'm just worried because I'm doing a comedy right now, and I need to like use my face and expression."
Yeah.
She goes, "Don't worry, we'll just do a little bit. It'll be great." I could not move. And by the way, I don't know if it was done badly, but my forehead, everything drops and my eyelids got droopy.
Oh, I've seen that before.
It's terrible.
It's sad.
So it's I'm not ever doing it again.
Yeah.
Or at least not now.
Everybody looks like a tired Alaskan when they get their eyelids done. It's really, it's like.
Yeah, I guess if you do it wrong, some people are like, no, 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 you just went to the wrong person. I was like, okay, well, cool.
How come I've seen so many people go to the wrong person then?
Same.
I've seen so many women in LA where I'm like, why do so much to your face? I get people want to do things for cosmetic purposes. I'm okay with that. But like,
sure,
why try to reconfigure the whole thing?
The one person I think has done it so right is Jane Fonda.
I've seen her. Yeah.
Whatever that woman has done, phenomenal.
I think it's a lucky combination of also some people are going to get not worse looking with age and not better looking, but like gonna continue to have like a nice face as they get older.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like some people are lucky enough to just have a nice face kept. And then some people you see when they were young, you're like handsome or pretty. And then they're much older and you're like, it's not even the same human.
No.
It's like the face morphed. So she's probably lucky that she was already going to have a pretty face.
Well,
and then as she gets older, it kind of stayed. No, but some people had pretty faces when they were young and you're like, oh.
But also we're talking Jane Fonda here. Like she is... I mean, she has danced her whole life. And they say you are what you eat. I'm sure she eats beautiful. Like it's
babies.
Like
babies.
Of course.
I know what goes on in Hollywood, dude. She eats babies.
Don't you? We all do.
I can't afford them yet. This podcast is not really killing.
I'll send you
a baby, please.
Yeah. I'll order one from the pizza parlor.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. From the Clintons.
The extra cheese.
Yeah.
One?
Yeah. Wink, wink. Okay, do you guys take Apple Pay for the babies from the pizza parlor? No, you know, I think it's funny when some people do that, but that's one thing that I find really separates certain kinds of people in Hollywood. Look, we have friends that do a lot of stuff, like women that get so many surgeries done,
sure.
And I get it. But I also think it's cool to not do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, and listen, I honestly think like whatever makes you happy, yeah. if you whatever makes you walk out that door and feel confident about yourself, go for it. And sure. And happy, truly from the inside, not just, you know, pleasing other people. I would never be one to judge, but you do.
But I judge.
Yeah, on behind closed doors, I'm very judgmental.
When I'm in my car, I say that thing that you can't hear.
I say so much in my car. But I do, it's interesting because talking to directors, they just say women of a certain age, it's so hard to find women who look their age these days.
Right, because everybody wants
because
to
Because everyone,
be young.
You know, and I think about that and I think of the longevity of my career and I just want to be able to, I think it's so beautiful to watch women age and that's easily said. You know, when you see there's these beautiful women who are aging, gorgeous, you know, not mm-hmm. everyone ages the same way. But I also have heard that children who take cues from your facial expressions are not learning emotions properly because Whoa. People are so Botoxed.
Whoa, that's so weird.
So that's really something to think about as a mother, for instance. You know, if you can't move your face, your child is taking cues off of you, and yeah. they're not going to be learning those cues.
Mommy's happy.
Yeah.
Mommy looks the same all the time. Yeah. That's so creepy. I've never even thought about that. Yeah. But yeah, that's so true.
I read a study on
really
that.
Young developmental stages for them, that must be very strange.
Yeah.
So like every kid is going to be autistic now because they won't be able to read emotion.
Just without emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Isn't
and gross.
Isn't that crazy when you think about it that way?
Yeah.
So that kind of stops me as well.
From doing all, yeah, but you also have that. So you're born in Iceland.
Nope. Try again.
You're born in Reykjavik, Iceland.
Wow, we really are
on a boat.
Yeah.
At sea,
fisherman's boat.
No, you're Swedish.
Hunting
I know.
Bows.
No, you're a Swede. I know you're a Swede. I just wanted to make fun of you a little bit.
I know.
So you're born in Sweden, and you moved here when you were.
Well, I moved to Canada when I was two.
Yeah, but that's the North America.
Okay, fine. I moved to North America when I was two.
And then you moved to the United States when you were.
Mm-hmm.
Four or five?
Yeah.
Five?
No.
How old were you?
I was 24.
Really?
Yeah.
You lived that long in Canada?
Yeah, 22 years.
Wow.
And I've been out here for, I'm like 75. I've been out here
say,
a long
I know you were old.
Time. Yeah.
But that's the reason you don't have to mess with your face because you have that Swedish blood. You have that Swede thing. I've never seen an ugly person from Sweden.
That's very nice.
No, that's a fact. Is there ugly people up there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you got to go to Sweden.
But there's no fatties.
There are now.
Because of Western influence.
Because
of
McDonald's
us.
Is there.
Yeah,
and,
because of us. Without us, it wouldn't have happened.
You never know.
Swedes probably would have never. I would bet if you look at the history books of big people, Swedes were tall. There's a lot of tall Swedes.
Big,
but
barbaric.
But never thick-canned.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
Let's go through it.
There's big drinkers.
Yeah, but so what? But the diet is always
fish,
seafood.
Fish and meat. It's like pretty standard, but it was pretty good. I think about that with Italy too before. And then Starbucks came into Italy and you're like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? You have the best coffee ever in Italy and you're bringing Starbucks in?
Yeah, but you know what? You know who drinks it there?
You.
No. Italians.
I know.
That's the irony.
I
it's
know.
Like they'll still
it's
go to
so
Starbucks.
Sad.
We don't go to Starbucks when we go there because we're like, I'm in Italy. And you think it's fun. But the locals are like, I'm just going to get a latte.
Is that how you speak when you get
I'm in Italy. Hi. Hey, ciao. It's always way up.
They're like, oh, fucking Americans.
Where is the train? And they sound like me. They're like, this fucking asshole.
Totally.
Shut up.
We speak American. We've been watching television, you know?
Yeah, they do. They do, though. A lot of people do.
I know.
Except if you go to very remote parts of Europe and they mock you incessantly because you're American and they talk about you. And then you're like, can I have this? And they're like, yes, you can have that.
You mean
and,
the pizza?
Yeah, and they sound like us. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were local. No, but the Swedes are particularly wonderful people.
They're a lovely group of people.
They're a wonderful group of people. They're very nice, and I think they're all quite good looking. They don't. It's kind of like how like a lot of Russian women always have nice skin.
Huh.
Like Eastern European women are always kind of pretty.
I haven't really studied their pretty.
Really?
I haven't studied their skin. I think they're beautiful women. I haven't gotten up close and personal.
Melania Trump, Ivanka Trump. Look at all the Russian robots in the White House, dude. They're all cute. Anyway,
They're all natural too.
They are. There's nothing phony there.
No.
Don't you dare.
No, don't you dare. No.
Actually, not to get into politics at all, but I know you called me and you said when we were doing this, I said, do you want to get together? You said, yes, I'm just casting my ballot for Kanye. So you voted for Kanye. You want him as president? That's huge.
100%. You know, wow. I want to go to his church.
Oh, sing. Right.
Yeah.
You want to go to Gospel Sundays or whatever.
Gospel Sundays. I think it'll bring the country together.
For people that don't know what this is, I'm sure a lot of people are culturally aware, but he does like a Sunday service show in like the West Hills of LA. Yeah, he's somewhere here. Yeah. Calabasas. It's out there.
So fun to go.
I know. I kind of do want to go.
Yeah.
But I don't want to support his mental health problem.
I know.
Yeah. Me so that's neither. That's the divide is like.
I don't think.
Enjoy it, but I'm feeding into his ego chaos.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to let that one be. Mm-hmm. Except for voting for him.
No, you want him to be president.
Yeah.
I do
other
know.
Other than that. It was so interesting though, because this was my first time voting as an American citizen.
Wait, really?
I just became an American citizen last year. And so it was my first presidential vote, first time voting ever, because I lived in Canada. I was an immigrant there and now I was an immigrant here. So finally I got to vote. I was so excited. There are so many different options for president and vice president.
Yeah, they just don't hear
Why
about
do
them.
We only have debates between Democrats and Republicans?
I love you, Molly.
It should be across the board. They should all stand on that stage and debate, no?
I completely disagree with the two-party system. I think
That's
it's the
crazy.
Biggest crock of shit on planet Earth. It's actually the least democratic version of what's
but
going
we're
on.
Not a it's not, because they're all on the ballot, so obviously we're not.
Yeah, but it just, is, though.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I was just, like, why bother putting everyone else on there? Because nobody even knows about them.
I know. Well, I learned, you know, so I did my due diligence. I read about all the props and all that stuff, which I do every time.
Too. Yeah.
And every time I go... Oh, it's such like a pain, because it really is a pain to like really know what it means, because they sneak shit in.
Yeah.
Like they do stuff where
it's
they're
so
like.
You're going, wait, so should I say yes or no? Because it feels
it's
like.
It's unfair. They trick you. They'll go like shorter time for people in prison who have nonviolent crimes like marijuana sales. And you're like, yeah, I don't think you should serve a long time. I don't think you should go to jail for that. And then underneath they're like. Also, if you punch an old lady in the teeth, it's okay. And you're like, what the fuck? How did you sneak that in there?
It's like those commercials for medication and then it's all the like side effects.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
That's what those pops
it
are.
Layers it in. You're like, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. Why is that attached to this thing? I don't like it. I think it's trickery and it's gobbledygook and mickety-mush and it makes me angry.
But I'm glad that you... Do your due diligence. And
I did.
At least do your research. And I think that's so important. That I was so
But I think
studious.
Nobody does.
And that's unfortunate, because we have such an opportunity. Like of course, I'm like an eager new student because it's my first time.
Oh, yeah.
So You'll I was studying it. Everything. I know.
And so the second election, you're like, whatever. No.
Just kind of throw it to the wind.
Did you look up the other people that were running for president? Genuinely?
Yeah.
You did. Did you like research who they were?
I didn't research, because I knew there's none of them are going to go anywhere. But I looked them up just to kind of see. I was shocked when I saw that Kanye was up for vice president. I just went, oh my God, this is
Isn't there
real.
A Swedish woman that's running? Jorgensen? Isn't she Swedish?
She could be. She could be Norwegian.
Wait. Oh God, hold on. Because I saw the name on there.
Yeah.
She's a...
It could be any skin. It could also be Danish. Check it out.
Yeah, do we trust who she... Well, first of all, she's from the United States. She's from Libertyville, Illinois.
Well, you got to be, right? To be.
Yeah, but what is she? She was born, it
or
doesn't
maybe
even
her
say.
Ancestors?
It doesn't even say.
Send her a little ancestry.com.
But Joe Jorgensen, doesn't that sound like a Nordic name?
Jorgensen.
Jorgensen.
It could be any of the Nordic.
Well,
Nordic
yeah, like, right,
places.
Like the strongest, one of the strongest women in the world is a, oh shit, this is always blows my mind. This is Icelandic, though.
Yeah.
But it's. Something's daughter, like the last name always ends in daughter.
It's all daughter, yeah.
That's the weirdest thing.
Magnus' daughter.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, two of them. Daniel's daughter.
Yep.
But it's daughter, Dotter, which is really cute to me.
Dotter. Magnus' daughter.
Mater's daughter. Whenever I heard you, whenever you used to speak, so you would talk, when we were in Vegas, you would teach your son, you were teaching him Swedish, you would say stuff, but
he
then you did the.
Anything
he doesn't know any of it.
He knows a few words.
Because you would
he knows
speak
how
pretty
to say
often.
Penis in Swedish.
Yeah.
Because I always say, "Clean your penis" in Swedish.
So what? Then, how do you say "clean your penis"?
Tvätta snoppen.
Tvätta snoppa.
Tvätta snoppen.
Tvätta snoppen.
Yeah. Wash your penis.
Snoppen is penis.
Snoppen.
Snoppen.
If that's the penis, so if you say snop, that's just penis.
Snop.
Snop. Snop.
Snop. So clean your penis.
Yeah.
Fettes.
He knows how to say "I love you."
What's "I love you"?
Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, what?
Jag älskar dig.
Jag älskar dig.
It always makes me laugh when other people try to speak Swedish because it's so, it feels like the Swedish chef when other people speak it.
Well, because that's how we have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have a choice.
It's such a weird sing-songy language that is not sexy, but it's kind of funny and cute when kids speak it. But then when grown-ups speak it, you go, right, it's the Swedish chef.
Well, that's how else do we know? That's how Americans are. Well, that's, say I love you again one more time.
Jag älskar dig.
Jag älskar dig.
Not bad.
Think about like in a love scene in a porno.
It's not good.
That's what I'm saying. You can't have that. That's why American porn wins.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I would say Italian or French would be nice too.
Yeah.
Je t'aime.
Ti
amo.
Yeah.
I love you is beautiful too. They're
just
all
not
good
in Swedish.
Just not in Swedish.
Say
it's
it again.
Just not. Jag älskar dig.
Jag älskar dig. Jag älskar dig. It's terrible.
I don't think you'd say I love you in a porno anyway.
Yes, you do. They all love each other. Okay. That's why they have sex, Mom. They can't have sex if they're not in love.
Before they get cum in the face.
That's right. That's the preemptive. Jag älskar dig. That's how it works. Can't have sex if you're not in love.
Oh, right.
No, yeah, it's not a pretty language, but your son was learning it, and I liked hearing you talk to him in Swedish, and I thought, I wonder if that stuff lands, because they say that when kids learn dual languages when they're that young, usually it sticks. But you don't talk to him anymore?
It's in there, and he understands a lot of the stuff that I say, and that's why I have to be careful when I am speaking with my family, because there are certain things that he'll pick up on. But I dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah.
It's always hard if you don't have someone else. You know, I'm married to a Brit. He doesn't speak Swedish, so
What do they speak, the Brits?
Britannish?
Yeah, Britannish, right?
Britannish, yeah.
Goofball language.
It's also a fake language.
He's the best. Your husband is a beautiful, curly-haired, sweet
goofball.
British man, a sweet goofball.
Yeah.
Like a very... great bod, by the way. He shows off his bod in the movie that we did together. He gets naked a few times. I feel like... Well, he's shirtless in most of the film.
He worked out hard for that film.
Did he?
Yeah,
what was
really
he doing?
Did. Oh, don't even get me started. All he does all day long is listen to Joe Rogan and find different workouts. This is just his life. And anything UFC. That's his actual life.
So he'll copy what he loves doing. Like, does he do jiu-jitsu and all that stuff or no?
He used to do jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Now he's training with someone boxing maybe. Or
I love
something.
That. Who cares?
Kickboxing? What,
you don't know. It doesn't.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Don't pretend.
Because every week it changes.
Oh,
there's
really?
Like kettlebell workouts. And then there's some other guy you found on the internet that maybe Joe Rogan has spoken to on his podcast. Or some UFC guy that he's at. Like, it's just, so I don't pay attention anymore.
Good for you. Joe was trying to get Kanye West on his podcast, or they were trying to organize it, but.
That would be an interesting. Interesting
is probably the word. I don't know. It's hard. I think a guy like that.
No kidding.
I think a guy like Kanye, you have to let fly free, but I don't know. I haven't worked out in 2 months.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, Mullen. Honestly,
you're always in great shape.
I've been run. Ditto. Shut up. You work out constantly.
I do work out
constantly.
Yeah.
I had to stop because, well, first of all, no gyms existed anymore.
Nope.
And I have something in my house now, but it's not as efficient as I want. And I just run at night. But I had to stop running because. Can't
That's
run
right.
with it. Can't run with it. So
a
I had to stop running.
Corona?
I got a 12 pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I got a 24.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was heavy.
Yeah,
But I couldn't run with it for a while. But I felt like my exercise regimen went down, and I feel like I can't wait to see post-pandy bodies because everyone's going to be out of shape. Most people.
Either that or the opposite. Where we had like a good 2 months where we both gained a lot of weight and we're not working out. And we were eating nachos and cheese at midnight. Like every night, we're just like, oh, fuck it. Wine.
So good.
Good food. Like anything.
Yeah.
Ordering Shake Shack.
Living your life.
Living our best lives. Because we're like, the world's going to end anyway. We might die tomorrow. So let's just fucking live it. And then we're like, this is taking longer than we expected.
Yeah.
So let's not do this for the rest of our lives. And then we started working out again.
So now you're back into it?
At home, yeah.
I need to get really back into it. It's so hard. It really is hard
it's so hard to get motivated.
Once you do it, you're fine.
Yeah.
But before that, you're like, leave
me
alone.
And once you do it a few times, then you don't want to live without it because then you just don't feel good. And when you don't do
right.
it.
Right. Right.
So
it becomes a new addiction.
1 week on and then you'll be good again.
Did you, when we were living in Vegas, did you really ever gamble? We had one night where we went out and you didn't, huh?
No, I'm not a big gambler. I like blackjack sometimes, but I always get nervous. You know, when you sit at a table and then people yell at you if you like hit or stay. You taught me pretty well.
Yeah. I taught you, but I was like, I wonder if you ever like went
went
did
back.
You, yeah, on your own. Did you have a little sneak away? No?
I didn't.
I lost 75 grand.
What?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, Andrew.
65. No, I had one night that I lost a lot of money.
I do remember that.
Yeah, it was bad. That was really embarrassing.
What were you playing, blackjack?
Well, I won money on craps and then... No. I won money on blackjack and then I went over to the craps table.
And craps.
I was tanked and I lost a lot of money.
Just, it's craps.
Yeah, I lost a lot of money. Oh, I was like, what is that? Why did I do that?
But that's
that?
All luck, isn't it? Craps, isn't that like...
No. There's skill.
Oh, okay.
I would say the most luck-based game would be like... Roulette is pure luck. I mean, some people would say there's strategy to it to some degree, but when you're throwing on numbers, no.
Yeah.
Black and white, you can, is pretty even divide, right? Okay. That's 49-49 or whatever.
Yeah, no, you don't gain a lot of money, do you? If
it's you just can, like 50? But it's really hard.
Okay.
It's hard. That's a hard game
we'll
to
win. We'll have to go back to Vegas.
Let's go. Mask.
It's open.
They said, put your mask on, let your hair down. Yep. That's the ad I got
we
this morning.
We drove through, actually. We went to Lake Mead.
Oh, Lake Mead's so nice.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Did you go right during the pandemic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went because we were like, oh, let's just go out. We tried to rent a houseboat, but they were all booked up.
Oh, yeah.
So we actually drove through Vegas, went back to Caesar's Palace.
Did you?
And everything is like super, you know,
how desolate does it look?
It's not super desolate, by the
really?
Way.
Really?
Yeah.
It's busy?
That's why we're like, oh, let's just keep moving. Yeah. We'll keep going to Lake Mead where we were.
People are still smoking through their masks.
Everything. I mean, you know, but while I don't remember if you're sitting at the tables, because you can drink at the tables, I think you can take your masks off.
When you can take it, but then you have to put it back on right as you're done?
I didn't pay that much attention.
Yeah.
But I felt like people walked around with their masks, but when they were sitting places, it wasn't as... It might have been at the bars.
Yeah.
But I walked by the barge.
Oh, you did?
Barge. Yep.
Party there pretty hard. We had some fun nights at that Caesar's Palace.
Great nights.
I've only been one time back there, and this is crazy. You're not even gonna, this is not a real story. That's how phony this sounds. I'm dead serious.
Okay.
Nobu is the sushi restaurant that people know of that's in Caesar's Palace. They have their own palace or their own tower. And we had gone there a couple thousand times. I don't know. I went all the time.
Yeah. You loved it.
This is crazy. I was back in Vegas doing something. I don't know why I was there. A gig. I think gambling. I was gigging. And I swear to God on my life, I was like, I think I can get Nobu out by myself because the guy I was with was out with friends. And I was like, no, I'll just go eat by myself. I go in there. I swear on my life, the guy at the bar goes, hey, you're back.
No.
I swear to God on my life.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
I was here that much
was so
that
long
you remember
ago.
From that long ago. I was like, I'm back. I'm not, no. And then he goes, what do you mean? It's good to see you. And like,
oh,
he kind of thought I was being rude. And I was like, no. I just, do you know? Do you really remember me or am I a familiar face to you? And he was like,
oh, you pulled the celebrity card.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I was like, there's no
like,
way he remembers
I'm actually
me.
I have my own podcast.
I was like, I'm from Whiskey Dinner. Maybe you heard about it, you asshole. Get me the fish.
He's like, no, I remember you from Sin City Saints.
No, I was like, how
that's
do you?
Crazy.
But he was like, yeah, what do you mean? You used to come in all the time. And I was like, oh my God, how
you
crazy.
You did used to go a lot.
Yeah, it was too much.
Yeah.
Well, they would give me per diems and stuff, and I would go right to Nobu and have sushi because if you've ever lived in any hotel for a certain amount of time, the food is miserably sad.
Yeah.
Room service is not good. It gets really sad.
It's fun for the first week, and it starts to get
after that,
sad.
You're depressed. Yeah. You're like, this is not good.
Yeah.
It's not good for me. It doesn't even taste that good. It's kind of like, so then all the restaurants in there become monotonous too. It's like
but
burger
Nobu
joint,
is really
taco
fresh,
joint.
But yeah, you were-
Nobu.
And you're quite memorable, you know, so I'm sure.
Yeah, they know me.
Yeah.
Well, because I break a glass every time.
For interesting reasons.
I'm here!
And also you, oh, it wasn't at Nobu, but it was at another bar where you mooned the whole crew. Do you remember that?
I did.
Yeah, at our rap party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was at an Irish pub.
And what was his name? Sweet, was it Kyle? Oh my gosh. One of the young boys who was in our cast, Keith.
Oh, Keith.
Do you remember
Powers,
you mooned him? Mooned him in the van?
Mm-hmm.
And his reaction was...
He's never seen a white guy's tush before.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
And he couldn't believe your ass hair was red.
Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, your booty hair is red.
Oh,
he couldn't believe it.
We laughed for so long. So,
yeah. He
that
had never seen.
Hilarious.
And I get that. Most people get in shock when they see red booty hair. But particularly Keith, he couldn't really get over it.
It was amazing.
He's gone on to be very, he's done
he's doing
successful
really well.
Stuff. Yeah.
I'm so happy for
he's
him.
Done
he's
like,
such a sweet kid.
He's done very well.
Yeah.
Everyone's done very well. I'm getting there.
You've always done well.
I'm getting there, Mom.
You've always done well.
Molly, can you tell me genuinely, even though you were not going to answer this genuinely because you can't, what's the worst project you've ever done?
Sin City Saints. No, I'm joking.
Yep.
It actually isn't. That was one of my favorite. I had much fun with our cast. I had a blast.
So you can't tell me what's the worst thing you've done? Not saying screw the show or screw the people, but like you didn't like your performance and you didn't like the thing.
Most things I don't like
I was going to tell you. Most things that you've done, I hate too. So yeah. No, come on. Tell me. What's the thing where you're like...
I don't know. It's so hard to say. There's...
What are you the most proud of?
The most proud of? I loved Final Girls.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
No.
Because you're not. Because you don't ever...
I'm not the demo.
Anything that I do.
I'm not the demo.
You are the demo.
I've seen so many other things you've done.
Like what?
Comeback Kid.
Nope. Never did that.
That was you.
The Comeback. Not Comeback Kid.
Comeback. What's the difference? I'm off by a word.
I loved The Comeback. I loved Heartbreak Kid. You mix those two together.
That's what it is. With Stiller.
Yeah. That one I loved.
Heartbreak Kid. And then you did The Comeback.
Yeah.
So I'm not that far off.
No. I think there is a movie called The Comeback Kid.
Is there really?
I think so.
You did it with Benjamin Stiller.
Got to pee on his back.
That's his full name.
I'll never forget that moment. When they were gluing on a merkin.
Yeah.
And this is my first movie I've ever done in Hollywood. And literally the costume lady comes into my trailer. She's like, all right, it's time to glue on your merkin. I didn't even know what a merkin was, by the way. I was like, okay. She goes, pull down your pants. It's like, oh God. And on it went, like literally glued it on.
With a pouch of...
No, then they had a hole where the tube went.
Yeah.
So it went between my butt cheeks. Right. Down and to like down in between the merkin,
mm-hmm.
and then it went off to the side, and someone had a pump, and they, you know, as soon as I got on top of Ben Stiller, they start pumping
the piss pump guys. Very what pump. A funny gig. They're like,
cue the piss.
He's like, Mike, kill the piss.
Oh
kill
my
the piss.
God, it was insane.
People don't know how funny that like to coordinate those kind of scenes are. It almost like if you from an outside perspective, if you saw the shooting of it, it wouldn't be funny at all. It'd be kind of like monotonous, and it's like someone has to get something right, and the other guy has to set up, and they're like, it broke, the thing broke, and
it's
like something
always
happens.
It's just like one of those things. But you tell people this, and they're like, oh my God, how did it?
You're
like,
funny.
Yeah, it's not funny on the day.
No,
everyone's just trying to get the shot, and then you don't get the shot. All right, we didn't get the pee. We didn't see a clear shot of the pee. Like, let's do it again, and everyone's pissed off. Not a lot of laughs.
We didn't get the pee. What do you mean? I didn't get it. Well, get it. And there's a fight that breaks out about it. It is really funny. Those kind of things. So many times of funny scenes of things that I've shot on the day, I thought it was terrible because it took so much to get the funny that you're like, at the end, you're like, that's not funny. It's not going to be funny.
But speaking of funny on set, when we were doing Friendsgiving and you did the hemorrhoid scene, do you remember that scene?
What, at the dinner table?
We were in the kitchen. It's a kitchen scene and we're like getting all the food ready.
Yes.
And you and Chelsea Peretti are next to each other.
Yeah.
And you had this bit about hemorrhoids and it is so fun. It's still in there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, and there's bloopers afterwards. At the end of the film, you got to watch it all the way through. At the end of the film, there's some of the bloopers and it's one of the bloopers is when it was so funny that even the camera guy started laughing. Do you remember that?
No!
It was great.
See, that's what I love seeing it, what got left in because, you know, you do 1,000 takes. I don't remember to... I'm sure I had a hemorrhoids bit. Sounds
it
like
was
me.
So good.
Sounds like my bit.
Yeah, it was your. It was your best bit.
And then, and then Dion Cole, who is, you know, people hilarious. Already know if you don't already. He's tremendously funny and talented. Dion was so overworked because he was doing Blackish,
he was flying in
and he was doing something stand-up else.
Shows stand-up. A bunch of stand up.
Yeah, so he was in the middle of shooting Blackish and doing stand up on tour and shooting the movie.
Yeah.
So he was exhausted.
I mean, he would sleep on the plane for 3 hours and then come to work, straight to work.
And he was honest about it. He's like, yo, I'm tired. And I was like, you're fine, bro. Just chug a cup of coffee. We have like an hour left in this thing. And he would fall asleep constantly.
In the middle of a scene.
In the middle of a scene. I've never seen someone asleep more. But I felt bad because I was like, it's not like,
bless him.
Oh, he's irresponsible. It's like a dude, he's just straight overworked.
No. And then when it was on him, he was brilliant.
Yeah, he'd be like,
just snap right into it. But it was so funny.
I have about 16 pictures on my phone of Dion sleeping. I'm not kidding. That I just would keep taking of him.
I just posted on my Instagram, actually, like a few pictures from Friendsgiving. And one of them is you and Dion in the background sleeping.
Oh, yeah. I had to take a nap too.
Yeah.
But
you weren't sleeping.
Oh, okay.
You took the picture.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, I did. There were some times on the set where I had to take a nap. They were long days.
It's an 18-day shoot.
Yeah, you had to pack it in.
Movie in.
Pack it in. You got to pack it in.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the best brand for my balls? It's Manscaped.
That's my little ghoulish tune for Manscaped. Guys, are you still using scissors or whatever's laying around the crib to trim up your nuts? Stop doing that, dude. Cut it out. Also, hair grows from all other extremities, so you need to clean up your whole body, not just your basement. The lawnmower is the best. That's what I use. Waterproof, got the light on there so you can check out all the crevasses. But now you need to get yourself a nose trimmer and an ear hair trimmer because that stuff gets too long and ain't nobody like it, all right? Your hair's not supposed to be growing out your nose and your ear like that. You need to take care of it. Manscaped has the performance package. It's the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, and now it includes that weed whacker. The whacker's going to clear out all that ear and nose and all that nasty hair that you got lounging around, keeping you stuffed up. 9,000 RPM motor, vroom, vroom, 360-degree rotate dual blade system, baby. It's got that skin-safe technology, which I love because it doesn't pull or tug or snap. That's my favorite. No nicks, no cuts. All right? The bundle includes a Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, the best trimmer on the planet for your balls, which is what I use. It also includes a Manscaped boxers and a travel bag. If you don't use Manscaped, you don't know what you're missing out. You got to get your nuts together. Get your smoothness in order. You wouldn't leave your place sloppy when you're having someone come over for a little late night snack, all right? Clean up your life at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code WHISKEY at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use that promo code WHISKEY. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds, my friends. Manscaped.com. Use that promo code WHISKEY.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Malin, now that you're as successful as you are, and I want people to know this, you've donated 96% of your wealth to charity.
Yes, I have.
Almost all of it.
Yes.
And that's a good thing.
The Whiskey Gingers charity.
To me.
Yeah, to you.
Because I could use it. Actually, you need some of the money. Malin showed me her car on the way in.
Yeah.
Her car seat.
Your car seat looks like
you farted so bad the fucking leather came apart.
Yeah.
How did the seat rip like that? That's like a three-year-old car.
Do you want to know something? It was just like a little tiny... No, it's not. It's from 2012.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't look that old.
It's my little family car.
Yeah.
But it literally, over time, of course, it just goes. And then I got a British husband. I blame him for a lot of it.
Oh, the Brits, they do that stuff to
they
cars.
They do weird things to cars.
Yeah.
But he went and got it detailed for me, like as a nice thing.
Very sweet.
The guys who detailed the car ripped it even more. Like it came back and it was just shot to pieces.
What detail shop did you go to?
I'm not even going to.
It was just like a mobile gas station. Yeah, no, you should. Dude, we should plummet their business.
Don't know where.
Get on Yelp. Danny's Detail in Pacoima. Well, it's a sweet thing. It's a sweet thing to go get the car detailed for the wife. Yeah. But I will say, women's cars, yes, I'm being sexist, are always disgusting inside.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Almost every woman I've ever dated or been friends with has a dirty car on the inside.
Okay, wait. Before I had kids,
mm-hmm.
I was meticulous with my car.
And then?
When you have kids.
Kid, singular, not plural.
I'm just saying in general, when people have kids.
Yeah.
Because women do most of the fucking work and we drive our kids everywhere. Excuse me. If you're going to be sexist, I'm going to be sexist.
You do most of the work.
First of all, you know what? It's just because I was a single mom for a few years, but I think now it's pretty even. But when you have a family car, it's going to be dirty. There's no point in cleaning it every day because there's shit everywhere.
I'm a neat freak. And when I do have a kid, it's going to go in the trunk.
I cannot wait.
It's going to go in the trunk. Stay.
I cannot wait to see your car when you have a kid.
Don't you need to put treats and a little bone for them? And then you just put it in the trunk and they get up there.
You're going to be a great dad.
My dog is going to get in the front seat. My dog in the front seat and my kid in the back. Dad, shut up. Shut up.
In the cage. In the dog cage.
Dad.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I got a little pup.
Oh.
I know, and you just got a new pup.
I did get it.
She's almost three now.
Mm.
Wait, yeah, she's almost three. And you've got a brand new. She's a dirty street LA mutt. So what they told us, we did the DNA thing.
Yeah.
But they were like, these are only so accurate.
Yeah.
Because so she's Cocker Spaniel, Terrier, poodle and
so everything
basically. She's a slut mutt. She's an everything
slut
and nothing
mutt.
She's an LA dog that was a friend of a friend had gone to get this furniture made downtown LA And the guy who owned the shop was like, a dog gave birth in my garage.
And he random dog?
A dog had wandered in the garage at night because the gate was left open.
Oh.
And she gave birth to these puppies. And then she left the puppies. Which means she went to die. They say that they leave them before 6 weeks if they're sick and they're going to die.
That's terrible.
Yeah, the mom's dead. So thanks for bringing it up. Well, Malin, thanks for bringing it up. No, but the good news is all the puppies got adopted.
Of course, puppies get adopted. Like
and we got the runt of the litter. And my friend of a friend, she had gotten the dog and posted on Instagram. She's like, I have too many animals at the crib. I just wanted to take this off this guy's hands. Does anybody want the dog? And then I said, come to my house.
That's so easy.
I'm shooting, but I'll see you at the house tonight. And we'll have a drink and bring that pup just for fun. And then I was like, we got to sleep on it.
Oh, you actually slept on it?
No.
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 You took it right away.
I was like, leave the dog.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what we said. We were just going to start fostering dogs.
Yeah.
Just so that my son would have
animals around.
Animals, because he's been bugging us for a dog.
Yeah.
I was actually away shooting in Boston last summer. And
what were you shooting?
I was shooting the sleepover. Yeah.
Oh.
That just came out.
It's out.
Ago. Yep. That you didn't see.
Yes, I did, actually. Yes, I did. Yes,
did
I did.
Really?
Yeah. It was you and my Marino. Buddy, Ken Marino.
Yeah, I love Ken Marino so
playing
much.
Parents of kids who are getting up to no good.
They're actually trying to save us.
Right. I did see the movie.
I'm just joking. That's
I did great. See the movie.
Cool.
Yeah,
thanks
Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Yeah.
But do. It was good.
It's a fun family film.
Yeah. Well, you and Ken are very funny, so...
Oh, I love Ken. I've known him for so long.
Is that weird playing... Right, because you guys met on Children's...
We did Children's Hospital for 6 years together.
I did one episode, and you weren't there that day.
I know. I remember that.
I did one episode, and you weren't there.
I know.
And you know who I did that episode of Children's Hospital with?
Who?
Brian Doyle Murray, Bill Murray's brother.
Oh, my God.
You know how many people... Nobody... A lot of people that are... younger, I guess, that are might be fans might not know, but you've seen Brian Doyle Murray. Whether or not you know it's Bill Murray's brother is because he looks nothing like him. He co-wrote Caddyshack and was the Caddy headmaster in Caddyshack, who breaks up the fight between De Nunes and those.
Look
but
at that.
He, but
now
he now he's got this stocky deep
yeah.
boy. But we did that
perfect
scene together,
comedy.
And I was so nervous. Because I really admire him.
Oh, I love that.
And I was in the room in our little like bullshit waiting rooms, you know, like
which is an old hospital room.
Yeah, it's an old hospital room, and you're just sitting there, kind of like creeped out, nervous, waiting to go in. And he walked by a few times, and I just didn't want to bother him. But I had a Cubs hat on before I was changing, and he goes, "You a Cubs guy?" And I was like, "Fuck,
perfect,
perfect." I know, yep. I knew it was a good
perfect
break.
Perfect in, yeah.
And I was like, "I am." I am. And he's like, great. I love Chicago. You know? And then he starts going into this. And then we started talking. And that made the $300 check worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't pay much.
No.
Not
I owed them money. They called. They were like, you owe us $6,000.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
That's
how you met Ken doing that, huh?
Children's Hospital.
On Children's.
Yeah. That's how we met Ken. Great cast on
that show is so
Henry
funny.
Winkler, Megan Mullally.
Oh my God,
Rob
that's right.
Corddry, Rob
yeah,
Hubel,
Corddry and Hubel,
Aaron Hayes, Lake Belt. Like it was just a brilliant, funny cast.
So many times there's shows like that where you're like, how many fucking funny, cool people were on a show? Party Down had kind of the
Party
same
Down,
thing.
Yeah,
you're like, how many funny, amazing, talented people were on
show.
One show?
Yeah,
that is really strange.
All those little hidden gems.
Well, and they're always kind of indie shows, right? Mm-hmm. They can't really ever do that on big TV. It never really works for some reason.
I think now it's starting to come to big TV. Like, I think
trying.
Now the spinoff of Children's Hospital, Medical Police, is on Hulu now.
Right.
So it's starting to like...
But
I
still
think
indie,
people are getting
right?
a bit quirky. Yeah.
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 It's just hard for like big network to get involved with that kind of stuff because
yeah,
it's really risky for them. No.
Yeah.
But even cable... Cable at some point does mimic network sometimes where you're
sure.
like, I thought this is a fucking risky cable network. And you're like, no, they still gotta, they're still playing their cards. Like this FX show, I will give them credit. FX lets them do us, me and as well. Whatever the fuck we want. I don't think
that's
they've,
so great.
They've never given any, like, you guys can't say that or talk about that stuff.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, it's really cool
space.
Because you're worried that you're like, oh, we're going to make something a fun joke and they're going to be like, this is insensitive.
Yeah, which, you know, rightfully so, go for it. But I remember doing Trophy Wife on ABC.
Mm-hmm,
and
the mouse.
Having that's right.
The working for the mouse. The
ABC mouse. And I remember having meetings because I was producing on that show as well. And we'd have meetings with a guy who came in to talk about lewd language. And he said, you can only say two fucks and you can only say one shit. And you can only say, like, there was a certain amount right. per episode that you were allowed to say.
Two fucks and a shit.
Two fucks and a shit. You give two fucks and a shit.
Could that be the name of the show? Two fucks and a shit?
That's a great name for
Welcome back to Two Fucks and a Shit. Are you sure it's two shits and a fuck? I feel like fuck should be less than shits.
Really?
Yeah, because isn't fuck more vulgar than shit?
Yeah. Oh, I see. In that way. But I just thought, in a day, what do you do? Like, one shit and two fucks.
I guess.
You could do it either way. I mean, it depends on your lifestyle.
But you say way worse words than that. I mean, the stuff that you text me is,
what's worse than fuck?
You say racial epithets to me. It's disgusting. The language you use is insane.
I know. It's just
so what? You had a meeting about that, and then
and that was it. And that was sort of like And then he's like, maybe in the second or third season, you can have three fucks in the season, or like it. Literally, these were the conversations.
To write a letter for another fuck.
It was such a funny conversation.
May we have another fuck, please?
Pretty much.
That's our show. It's FX. So. Literally anything goes. I mean, yeah. It's not, but I did think they were going to censor us a little bit. I'm not going to lie. When I first went into it, I was like, we were doing a scene, where we were sitting at a umami burger. Like the guys were all talking about how, he's afraid of going down on his girlfriend or whatever, or doesn't know how, or whatever. We're trying to like get him into the mood of like be a man and like that's what you got to do. And we went around the table for like 10 minutes.
I remember that scene.
Yeah, and I was like, they'll never use... they'll never use this. And Jeff Schaefer, the EP, was like... Yeah. He's like, yeah, we might. And I was like, no way, dude. This guy's talking about like the drip from the puss to the tush. I was like, there's no way that's going to get...
I don't think that...
No, that phrase didn't get on. But that was very funny. And it was mine. And it should have landed.
Oh, my God.
But I was like, there's no way they're going to let... But they ended up letting most of that kind of stuff on.
Yeah, it was a great scene.
I was surprised.
I was surprised, too, when we watched that. We've only watched the first... I guess that was the pilot? Or did we watch two episodes, maybe?
Oh, there's 10 episodes, bud.
Yeah, I know. We're just
you can always watch all of them.
We're going to get
You're a busy bee, I know.
It's not even that. It's just that we're watching like Pokemon and shit like that these
Kid
days.
Stuff constantly, Kid stuff. Huh? Yeah. Give him a TV.
Yeah, I'm not even watching it with him. But what I'm saying is that by the time he goes to bed at like 8:30, the last thing I want to do is throw on the TV again.
You
hear it all day long.
You're already wasted at that point.
I'm so
you're already
wasted.
Baked out of your head, drunk.
High as a kite, wasted.
What are you going to say when your son is older? And he goes, Mom, did you ever do drugs when you were my age, when he's 15, 16?
I'm going to be honest about weed.
Yeah.
But nothing else.
You're not going to mention anything
nope,
else?
Nope.
He's going to see this.
No, he's not. I didn't do anything. I only did weed.
No, he's not. I didn't do anything. It's a generational thing that our parents never had to go through. Like my parents could lie to my face forever until I got older. And now it's like my mom is the most, now my parents want to smoke weed.
Yeah.
Like my mom wants edibles. Like my aunt.
Great. That's amazing.
Well, I sent a lot of stuff home. A good friend of ours, this guy Gino, who has a company called Speed Weed, and he gave me a care package because my aunt has cancer, and sent me like this wonderful care package for her. And once that kind of broke the mold of like this stigma for my parents' generation, I think they were like, oh shit, okay, this is beneficial for people, both medical and mental.
Yeah,
some people just fucking need it and like it.
Yeah.
And I think it changed my mom's perspective. I think I truly do. Also, one of my mom's best friends who died of cancer was into medical marijuana in the late 80s, early 90s, before it was like even a thing. She was like one of the first medical patients in Illinois. She would get tincture like a compressed liquid, THC, and take some. And I think she was embarrassed and what hit it. And my mom, you know, it was kind of like, you know, like, this is weird that you're like doing drugs, because it was unheard of. But I think that changed my mom's perspective on like, helps people.
When
you know?
See the effects of it. I mean, there was one documentary about a guy, I think he had Parkinson's, and he was so shaky, and then he'd smoke a joint and he would just
calm down.
The Parkinson's would stop completely. And you just go, I mean, I've been mostly a wino my whole life. I love wine. I'm a big fan.
You like wine?
I like wine and tequila.
Yeah, you do. I hate tequila.
I know, but I love it so much.
So bad.
But I just, it's just not good. Like, and then you feel like shit the next day. And I'm trying to get into weed now.
Yeah.
I'm really, like, I love edibles.
Yeah.
Because that's easy. Cause
nighttime?
Not, you can, what?
Nighttime or daytime? Do you like taking
it? Afternoon time.
Like, you like it to coast down into the evening?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever take them in the middle of the day and have like a day on them?
If it's like a Sunday, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't want to, like, most of the time my son might be around, so that's why the edibles are nice, because they don't mess with you so much.
Do you give them to him too?
Of course.
Because it's gummies.
Yummy gummies.
Yeah.
Here's your yummy gummy vitamin.
These are mummies, yummy gummies.
No, but I think that, I actually think that weed is so much better than alcohol.
It is better for you.
In the long run, yeah.
Yeah, but alcohol tastes great.
I know.
It makes you feel good.
I know.
Okay?
I know. It's so hard.
And you can dance a lot cooler on booze than you can weed.
Can you?
It's not that you're a better dancer.
No.
It's that you
I've seen you on a lot of alcohol.
Excuse me. I am a dancing queen.
Ah, yes, you are.
When I'm lit up drunk.
Yes, you are, honey.
And I don't dance like that when I'm high on weed. I'm conscious when I'm on weed. If I'm stoned,
oh, are you really?
Dancing on weed, I think about it a little bit too much. I'm like, I wonder if I look like an idiot.
Oh.
But when I'm drunk, I'm just like, I look like an idiot, and I don't care. You just don't care when you're wasted.
No, you
that's
don't.
The thing about booze, that's like those social inhibitors are gone. And
yeah.
Weed does the opposite for most people, is it's you're more conscious, you're more high. I feel like...
I don't know, I just giggle the whole time. That's,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's
you still have that.
Yeah, I can't do it socially because I'm just laughing at everyone all the time.
See, I can easily do it socially and be in the groove, but it's for me, it's such a relaxant. Like, it's such a... I don't get, like, on booze, I get hyped up.
Yeah.
On same. Weed, I mean, can't get
yeah,
that excited.
It's like a night out with
with the girls.
Tequila and wine and, yeah, with the girls or the boys. I don't care.
With the boys and the girls? The
boys and the girls.
Whoa.
Yeah, we go across.
We go ham.
Style.
Have you had a night out since Pandy or no? Have you had a date night?
Do you know what? Yes, I've had date night. We've done, like, the outdoor dining.
Yeah.
It's kind of depressing, though.
It's very sad.
It's the energy isn't there as
yep.
the way it used to be, of course. And all, like, the glass barriers and all that kind of stuff. But it's still nice to get out and be served.
Yeah.
It was lovely. And I did have a girls' night out with one of my girlfriends who is sister from another mother who's been part of our little pod the whole time.
Right.
So we went out, we sat on a rooftop downtown, and then we ended up going to another little spot and drinking wine, and they were open till like 2 o'clock outside.
Wow.
Drinking till 2 o'clock, and I was hungover the next day. And
you
I haven't
parted.
Done that in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun to just let loose. I mean, let loose at a table, but it was still, I was out with my girlfriend
like,
drinking
we raged.
lots of alcohol.
We were sitting there
raging
in the same spot.
Hard.
But we raged. Do you feel like, it's strange to me because life was so fast before.
Yeah.
I feel like if I had a night of just having a couple of drinks with friends or whatever, the next morning, I never felt it because you're up and you're gone and you're going.
Yeah.
But now, even if I had a couple of drinks with a friend now, for some reason, my days are harder because I'm like, there isn't as much get up and go because there's not as much that I have to do on my schedule
yeah.
now. It feels weird. It's hitting me.
I think that's age, by the way.
Am Santino? I getting older?
Yeah, a little bit.
But
that's
I took
age.
This pill to hopefully go
yeah,
back.
Yeah, well, what was it? Viagra?
Yeah.
Yeah, different.
Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm happy that I'm getting older because I was very ugly as a kid and I think I'm like starting to hit my, it's working.
You're a very handsome ginger. You always have been.
And you don't have to say ginger. You could just say guy.
Well... You're a ginger.
You Swedish.
You know I love you.
You Swedish
so
ass.
So much.
You know what?
You
but
know
I do feel
gingers.
Better about, because you don't know what it's like, Malin. Like you were cute as a kid. You were pretty as a young girl.
I will show you.
And now
you.
You're pretty as a woman. The rest of us didn't have that luxury.
I'm going to show you a picture of myself. I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah.
Of me at my awkward stage. It is fucking awkward.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What
it
was
really
it? Braces?
Is.
Was it you had
sure,
braces?
I had braces. That wasn't the awkward part. It
what,
was
what
when
was?
Teeth were growing out of my fucking
you
face.
You had sideways
all
teeth?
Different directions. And it was awkward. I was like a little gangly skeleton.
Were you, how tall were you?
I was bullied at two different schools and teased a lot.
Stop it.
Swear to God. I had to change schools. I used to sit in the bathroom of one of the schools because there was a girl who wanted to cut all my hair off and she got all my friends to turn on me. So I'd go into the girls' bathroom at recess and at lunch and I'd sit on top of the bathroom, on top of the toilet, with my feet up and I'd read, "Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret."
Shut up.
Swear to God.
This is like from a movie.
I'm
Wait a minute.
You.
Why did you get picked on so much?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. How old was this, though?
I was fifth grade. So how old are you then? You're
in
like
11? In fifth
11?
Grade, you're like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. But why? Because this is in Canada.
This is in Canada.
And what city were you in?
It was Toronto, and it wasn't a great school.
Yeah.
It was very...
rough, tough, and tumble.
Yeah,
huh?
It was pretty rough, tough, and tumble.
Look at you. Did they mock you because you were just like this?
I don't know. It was this girl who just had it out for me. And when I think back to it now, I mean, she had cut off all her own hair. Like, this is a 10-year-old. And you're going, she probably had it real rough at home.
Yeah, her parents. Yeah.
And, you know, saw me and picked me out of the crowd and was just, that was it. I was her, and everyone was scared of her.
Do you remember her name?
I don't remember her name.
Well, we have her. Come on in, Kayla Johnson. She's still got crazy hair. She's like, hey, Mullen, I'm a fan. Yeah, all the people that were damaged and crazy like that when you're young, it didn't work out that well for them. So
no, I wouldn't think so. I think about her every now and then whenever it comes up, like bullying comes up, and I don't think it worked out well. I don't see her face. I just see her crazy hair.
Yeah.
You know, because that was unusual for a girl to chop off her hair in all these different directions at 10 years old.
She really wanted to cut you, huh?
Yeah, she ran around with scissors. She's like, I'm going to cut your hair off. It's like, oh my God.
Weird thing to do.
Yeah, it was really random and weird, and it was terrible.
Girls are, boys are mean, but girls are like treacherous. Oof. Like, boys are mean, right?
Psychological warfare between
girls. What you guys do is so fucked up to each other. It's gross. It's just not nice. And you hold it against other girls for years and years. Men let weird shit go. You guys don't know how to do that.
You guys are a bit simpler.
Well, we're dumb, but it's better.
Simpler is a nicer way to say
that. Okay, but I'd rather be simple and let it go than just let it fester.
Listen, that's why I hung out with mostly guys growing up. I have like a handful of really great female friends. And then the rest of my friends are dudes. I'd rather hang out with dudes. You guys are easy.
Were you tomboyish? Is that why?
Probably.
Yeah, because you were athletic.
I was a hippie. Oh. I wasn't really athletic. I was more of a hippie.
But you are athletic, though.
I am sort of. Well, I was a figure skater.
So that's athletic?
It is. But you don't really.
Have you ever seen me on skates?
It's not very social. You know what I mean?
Right. It's a solo sport.
It's a solo kind of thing. A loner thing. I was a loner.
A loner on the ice.
I did not speak until I was 16. I was super shy, super awkward.
Really?
Yeah. And all my friends were guys because I just hung out with them because they were just easy.
And how many of those guys wanted to hook up and you just...
Well, I found out later that a bunch of them did.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
They're like, Malin's the best. She's our best friend. And everyone's like, yeah.
But a lot of them didn't. A lot of them wanted tits. You know what I mean? And I didn't have that to offer.
Oh. Yeah.
So a lot of them, I remember one guy coming back from a date with a girl and all the guys were making fun of him. They're like, why'd you go out with her, man? She's fat. And like, they were terrible. They were awful about it. It was really,
that's how boys talk.
I know, but it was terrible. I was like, guys. And he just went, you know what? She's super confident. She knows what she's doing in bed. And that was it. And all the guys just shut up right there. And it was like, all right. And from that day on, I just went, yeah, it's confidence. It has nothing to do with looks. It just is. It really is what shines through at the end of the day.
It does have a lot to do with looks.
Oh, you're so welcome, Mr. Hollywood.
Did you ever date a really unattractive person?
Yeah.
You really did?
Ask my friends. I remember them going, what the fuck?
You went out with a guy that most of your friends were like, oh my God, that guy's so ugly.
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. In high school, there was...
Why, he was just a nice guy?
No, I thought he was cool looking. I really have like a range of what I like. I like weird shit.
I mean, your taste in men is just total opposite.
What's his name from the Crow, the bad guy in The Crow, Michael.
Who
in the with like acne scars and like the long? I just love
The Crow?
Yeah.
We're referencing movies for people that don't know from 38 years ago. He's the bad guy in The Crow. Yeah. Why can't I think of, and people at home are like, because I go to Brandon Lee.
No, it's not Brandon Lee.
Oh, Michael Wincott.
Oh, Michael Wincott. That's my jam.
He's like old and sad.
This is when he wasn't. It was when he was in The Crow. He was kind of creepy looking.
And you know when he was in The Crow? In 94.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. But like it was always just kind of this off. There was always something about it had to be in the eyes and it had nothing to do
in the eyes.
Yeah. And I've had handsome guys too. I'm not saying that I haven't, but it's not necessarily for me. It was really either you got to be really funny.
Yeah.
Or you got to be really dark and fucked up.
Yeah.
Luckily, and now I ended your husband up with someone
funny. Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, he's not dark at all.
Yeah, it was good that it went that way.
He's goofy funny too. He's like very like lighthearted and jovial and he's got like a happy sensibility, which is interesting because most Brits are very have very dark, snarky senses of humor. He doesn't really have that.
No, he doesn't have the snarky. He's really, he grew up loving American comedies as well. That was sort of his jam. But also, he's going on 9 years sober now. And so he really kind of went a different direction with his life than sitting at a pub and like drowning his miseries in a beer.
Which is what most of England is. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's sort of what it's just that sensibility that just, so he kind of, I think, and now I may be speaking out of, you know, what is called? What's that expression?
Out of turn.
Out of turn.
But I disagree with it. It shouldn't be called
weird,
that. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's a weird expression.
You might be speaking out of turn. There's no one else here talking. It's you. It's your turn.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn. You're not speaking out of turn.
But I just think that I love whoever he's become, whatever it was that made him who he is, he's got this. He does have a lightness to him. And maybe it has something to do with that. Maybe it's just who he is. But I think when you do a lot of self-work and you realize and appreciate the things that you do have in life, it just, you become a lighter person.
Totally.
When you walk through life just appreciating and being thankful. And that really is who he is to the core. And I love that about him. He can turn things around and he can really just talk to himself. He has a good dialogue with himself,
yeah.
Which not a lot of us do. We can have like,
I don't at all. I don't talk to my, I don't even know, want to know me. I want to get out of this thing as fast as I can. I don't want to know me at all. Is it weird? Two things. One, I'm interested because I guess I knew he was sober because didn't have any drinks when we went to that pool bar in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Is that weird for you to?
No, I didn't know. Like, you never would have guessed. That's the thing.
But
too.
Does he
like,
care that you have drinks around the house?
Not at all.
Never bothers him?
Not at all.
Wow.
Not a thing. He actually prefers me drunk.
Yeah. I mean, we all do. You're miserable when you're not. When you start getting grumpy, you're like, get my line. She needs to. And also, did you think what you were going to get married again?
I was hell bent against it. Actually, when I met him, I just said, and he's 7 years younger than me. So I was like, oh, honey.
Yeah.
It was that, like, you know, old lady, like, old Broadway bride.
Let me show you something.
I got my kid. I got my career. I'm never getting married again. I'm never having more kids. And he went, great. For him, that was, like, perfect.
Yeah.
No strings attached.
It's true.
Amazing. So much fun. And I said, listen, I was serious. I was gathering some of my girlfriends. We were looking for land to, like, start our own little commune where we'd have our own homes, but we'd have, like, a communal space and raise our kids together. Perfect. Don't have to. I have a Rolodex of people that I can bring in and out for booty calls. I told them everything. All of this. I was like, so you're going back to England anyway in 2 months. So if you want to hang out for a while, cool. He's like, this is. And he tells the story. He's like, he felt like he hit the jackpot because he didn't want to get married or have kids either.
Wow.
But then he met me.
Then he met you.
2 weeks. But for both of us, after 2 weeks, we both just kind of went, oh, shit, this is bigger than what we thought it was going
to
be.
But the catalyst to get married again changed because you were like, I want to have a family unit again.
Do you know what? He jumped in and is the most amazing stepfather ever. Yes. He's an incredible
dad. Props to stepdads. I got one, and props to stepdads.
Yeah, exactly.
Stepdads,
you have a lovely stepdad.
Yeah.
I met your
Yeah, they're the best.
Stepdad.
If you can get a good one, you got a good one.
Oh my God. He's unbelievable with Seb. And they love each other more than, and I saw that connection. And I just went, wow, I want this family unit. And it wasn't so much about the actual marriage
thing. Yeah.
That is, it does make it easier in this country when you are married for many different reasons. We travel a lot, you know, like all of those things, like healthcare,
money,
and
life, kid, all of that stuff ties
in. If I didn't
in.
Have the kid, I don't know that we would, but I know that it was his first time. Again, he didn't want to get married either, but then when we were so deep into it and so in love, I mean, he proposed 9 months into it.
At the Cheesecake Factory, right?
Yeah. It's his favorite. Did I ever tell you that, though?
No.
It wasn't at the Cheesecake, but he does. He
Does he really like it?
When he first moved out here, he was like, I'm going to take you on the best date. There is this place. It's in Marina Del Rey. It's called the Cheese. You know, this Brit. And I'm like, the Cheesecake Factory? And he goes, oh, yeah. It's so beautiful.
Good.
It's so good. I was like, all right. Okay. So we ended up going, but we had my son with us as well that night. And we went to the Cheesecake Factory, and he walked in and he goes, oh, right. I was drinking back then when I first came here.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite look the same or hit the same standard.
So mysterious at one point.
Yeah.
They had a menu from all of the food of the world. By the way, shout out, Cheesecake Factory is actually good. It's good every time I go. Because it's salt and butter and fat. You're like, what do you want? We have all of it.
It might not be the most... it's super fun. I think it's more like a family affair, but it wasn't maybe the most romantic date night.
But still.
But the food it hits the spot.
It's legit.
It's legit.
Because I always think about that. Like, I have friends that are getting married for the second time, and I've said this very adamantly, and I mean it. And I know people are like, you don't know. I do know me. If I know me.
Yeah.
If I no longer am married, if this doesn't work, I'm never doing it again. I'll never do it again.
That's what I said.
Only because I think I know me. It's like, I just like,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think like, oh, this is, I'm going to do this time. Huh?
I thought you didn't want to know you, but now you're saying you do know you.
I know me and I don't like it. And I don't like it at all. No, I think it's cool to like, okay, does he call?
It's fun to have an experience.
Yeah. It's nice. It's a rite of passage. Does your son call him dad?
He does now, yeah.
Wild, huh?
He also calls he has his papa and his dad. And he loves both of them.
Like biological father.
Biological father. Papa. And it really works out well. And my ex really likes Jack and is really happy that he's in Sebastian's life. Like, it's so...
Should be, though. You know, if he's a good guy. Better.
Yeah. But you never know. Like, the exes, that whole situation of exes and...
I know, but I feel like that's more in the movies than it is in real life. You always see, like, the ex-husband and it's like, here to pick up the kid. And then you talk to your friends and it's like, no, they get along because this is a world that we have to operate in because we're adults.
I guess you're right.
At some point, I almost know nobody that doesn't just do the right thing for the kid.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can hate each other,
but
you just like do the right thing and you just are like, I'm glad that he's... I used to call my stepdad before I said dad, I called him my Jeff. That's what I said to my mom.
Oh, that's really
Jeff.
Sweet.
Well, because I didn't know how to call him. I was too young to understand dad.
You're
26? That's not dad.
How old were you?
32.
Yeah, okay.
And I didn't understand dad as a... Well, you don't... But it's not your dad in my mind. You didn't understand. I didn't get it yet.
Right.
So I just called him my Jeff because I thought...
That's really cute.
He was my Jeff. And to this day, you know, my Jeff. And my mom also makes fun of... she wrote me in my birthday card. She had said, the day that I stopped calling her mom, I started calling her by her first name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so... And I did it as a kid for some reason, a little kid, like unconsciously. Maybe because I heard her, like friends or people around say it. But she thought it was so funny. So I said it for years. And now when I call her, I do that when I pick up the phone.
You call her by her name?
Yeah. When she picks up, I go, hello.
So you never call her mom?
I always go, hello, Maureen.
Oh my God. That's...
And she goes, hey, babe.
Maureen's a great name.
I don't say mom. I rarely say mom. I really don't.
Oh, shit. Sebastian's... Well, he says mama all the time. But when he's telling people about me, he's like, and you know, Malin, she's my mom. It's really fantastic.
Malin,
my
mother
Malin.
He's
walked up to someone once before. He's grasped the concept now that I'm in films.
He's got to see.
Sure. And there's paparazzi. And he's like, why are those people taking pictures of us? And so I'm just honest about it. And I said, you know, it's because of this and this. And somebody shouted out something. We were on our way to a flea market and they were like, hey, I loved you in Rampage, man. And he was like, what's that? And I went, oh, it's a movie that I did. It's one where I got eaten by a giant gorilla. I showed him that scene. He's like, oh my God. And he was really upset about it at first. And then I'm like, but I'm still here. Like, I'm still alive.
He's like, I know, but if that gorilla does that shit again.
Oh, he's into punching everything that's wrong. If somebody says that black lives don't matter, I'm going to punch him in the face. Like, everything is, I'm going to punch him in the face.
I like this guy because I think I might have left that behind.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, because my violence, I think maybe he fell that for me when he was one Vegas.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I did teach him to punch stuff. Yeah. I go, you don't like stuff, you punch it. You understand? That's what you do, kid.
Oh, but I love all the conversations. And he walked up to someone right after that incident, and someone shouting that out. We walked into a flea market and he wanted to pet a dog and he's like, can I go pet? I said, yeah, go ask them. And he had walked up and we heard it in the earshot and he goes, hey, I was just wondering if I could pet your dog. I mean, my mom's in a movie. She's in Rampage. She's actually a movie star, so maybe you'll let me pet your dog.
Shut
like,
up.
Oh my God.
He's doing it good.
This
and then you go,
crazy.
Very good. Very good.
It's
See
nuts.
If they'll give you the dog.
And I was telling
my mom
you
is famous.
Scenes.
Can I have your dog?
But now he's telling me scenes that he would do. Like, I'm about to actually go off and do a vampire film. And
where are you going?
In New Mexico.
Ooh, that's where all the vampires are.
I know. I can't wait.
It's
I thought they were New Orleans.
In here. Yeah.
But he's like, am I going to be in the movie? I was like, no, buddy, you're not going to be. He's
Why
like,
not?
Well, if I was in the movie, I mean, I would punch them all in the face.
Maybe you should get him in.
And he's like explaining the scene of how the scene would go down. He's like, yeah, mom, I'm going to be the kid like who's on his device, who's like just telling people to go punch him, go punch the vampires. But I'm still going to be really cool and on my device. I was like, oh, God.
Does he have an iPhone?
No. But he gets an iPad on the weekends. He gets to play video games.
That's cool. Cool restriction.
If he does his chores. He has chores every morning. And then if he does his chores all week, he gets Roblox. That's what he loves. And he gets $5 on the weekend. He gets either $5 cash for doing his chores or he gets 5 Robux.
What is that like?
It's like so you can buy things like
online?
You can buy a pet and you can buy, yeah, online, like in the game.
Robux?
Yeah.
Robux?
Roblox is
I can't wait to experience the nonsense of that world. And you get 5 Robux.
Yep. Oh, it's ridiculous.
I think, well, but cash is king. He obviously takes the cash sometimes.
Nope.
He doesn't?
Robux.
You got to teach him. Cash is king.
I know. I've taught him, but
he doesn't want it.
The video games right now.
Do you? If he said, "Mommy, I want to get into movies," what do you do? Come on, man. Be honest.
I really don't want him to.
Yeah, you don't. That's a bad idea. Because look what it did to you.
I was never a child actor.
I know, but being an actor, look what it's done to you. I mean, it's significant damage.
I know. Listen.
That's you could have been a wholesome person at one point. That's
why. Yeah, and now I'm a shit show.
But you don't want him involved in this entertainment industry. Why?
Not as a kid. I don't mind. I don't mind. If he really wants to, when he turns 18, he can go for it. But as a kid, I just think it does something to kids. Some kids get out scot-free, but most of them have some shit go on that just kids shouldn't deal with the adult world just yet.
Yeah.
I want kids to be kids.
I couldn't agree more. But there's going to be kids in film and stuff. And whose kids are they then? I guess they must exist. Right?
Just not mine.
Yeah, you want.
I've just seen it firsthand, and again, this is not all kids. I've seen some kids who have come out, and they're fantastic. But I think the percentage is bigger on the other.
Yeah, we know the truth. You and I know the
truth. You were a child actor, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't start acting till 10 years ago.
Really?
10 or 11 years ago.
Were you doing stand-up before then, though?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And I say started acting, I mean they let me in the back door, you know?
In the back door.
Yeah. I'm never the guy they want at the red carpet. They're always like, well, we don't want to see you. Can you sneak around back?
Because your hair clashes.
Just because of my face. They go, we don't need a picture of this guy. Could you go in the back? Could you just hide out in the back until
you have the loveliest smile.
They go, Mr. Santino, it's good that you're here. They reserved a seat for you by the dumpster out back. Thank you. No,
it's the best spot anyway.
I think look, let's be honest. I can say it. You don't have to. I don't have to protect myself. Kid actors are psychopaths. They creep me the fuck out. They're lovable, nice kids. I'm sure they're good people. They scare me because they talk like adults. Like a kid actor will go, hello, it's very nice to meet you. I'm like, you're 4. What the fuck is going on? Tell me poop talk. What do you do? Yep. It's very strange. They're too seasoned.
It can be strange. I think there's some people who have found the happy medium now, which has been really interesting to watch. And maybe it's because of the past crazies.
Yeah, the chaos.
That now they're kind of like finding that perfect balance of letting them be kids and doing this work. Mm. But there have been kids definitely where it's like, you know, get me a grilled cheese sandwich or get me, I wanted this. And you're like, excuse me, what?
And somebody gets it for them.
Yeah. And that's the problem.
No, see,
that's the problem. So if I had a kid in the business, I'd be like, nobody get him anything.
Right.
He has to go get his own stuff. He'd talk to him like a kid. Like, it's just, this is, you know. But that's why I just wouldn't do it.
Well, I got to tell you, he's a cute kid, so he might end up being in.
Okay, the thanks biz. For that support.
Well, you know.
Listen, I know. It's your I know fault. That can
make an
also.
Ugly kid. I'm going to make an ugly kid. They're going to have no chance. It's great.
That's not true.
Yes. I'm going to have a 4-tooth, one eyeballed, kid. I want a singular eye kid.
Might look like your wife. You never know.
That's what I'm talking about. Limpy leg, one leg really tall, one leg very short.
She doesn't listen to your podcast, does she? That's why you can say
it. I don't let her. I don't let her. She's not allowed out of the cage at this time of day. And no music, no dancing. I see you sit. She's in the trunk with the kid. Malin, we end every episode the exact same way. I want you to look into the camera and you say one word or one phrase that's going to end the episode. And this is important, particularly because this is how they're going to remember you. Okay. One word or one phrase, when I walk off camera, you finish the episode. Go ahead.
Tvätta snoppen.
In here, we pour whisk.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the
gingers. Oh, hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.